In 2009, advocates saw their best chance to push for a full marriage statute in Vermont. The legislature was strongly Democratic, and public opinion had mellowed. This time around, the drama was in the governor's office. A same-sex marriage bill had passed the Senate and was pending in the House in late March when Republican Governor Jim Douglas called a press conference.
I'm announcing that I intend to veto this legislation when it reaches my desk. I believe that marriage has always been and ought to remain the union of a man and a woman. I believe that the civil union law has afforded equal rights and benefits under state law to same-sex couples, and that should suffice.
The legislature did pass the bill, and Governor Douglas vetoed it, setting the stage for a political cliffhanger, a legislative override. As the vote in the Vermont House of Representatives approached, the outcome was too close to call.
When I got in my car and started driving to the State House in the morning, I wasn't sure where we stood on votes, but I thought we maybe weren't there.
Same-sex marriage advocate Beth Robinson.
How are we going to deal with the fact that we don't have the votes? You get to the State House and you start talking to people and, who have you talked to, where do things stand? Let's look at your list, let's look at my list, that kind of thing.
149 members were present in the House that day. 100 of them would have to vote yes for the override to succeed. As the last votes of the roll call were cast, the room held its collective breath until House Speaker Shap Smith made it official.
Please listen to the results of your vote. Those voting yes, 100. Those voting no, 49. 100 needed to pass. You have voted to override the veto. The House will come to order.
Months later, Representative Bill Lippert reflected on that moment of victory for his cause. During the 2000 debate on civil unions, he had been the only openly gay member of the legislature.
It was deeply moving, and moving because I have to say that there was a point when I never could have envisioned the possibility of marriage for me and my partner. Without question, not that many years ago, it would have seemed like an impossible goal to attain in my lifetime.
But not everybody was celebrating. Craig Benson of Take It to the People had been deeply critical of the fast pace with which the bill advanced in the legislature.
The whole way it was pulled off said, sorry, you're not part of the process. Well, actually, we're not sorry you're not part of the process. We don't want you to be part of the process, because if we let you be part of the process, we might not get what we think you deserve. From many persons' points of view outside this building, it was not a proud history that we had made that day.